It's a Saturday night special here on 106.9 The Ranch. Sarah hanging out with Gabe Bardulis. You opened for Wynonna last night.
Yes. Yeah, so
it was amazing. Time. So good.
Thank you so much.
You know, first time meeting, I was like, okay, let's see what this kid has. And you impressed me. You impressed all of Corsicana.
Wow, I appreciate
so,
that.
Congratulations.
It was a great time. I love it here. First time in Texas. And
so we got, you know, you're a fan of Shiner. You told us all about that. Fan of breaking phones back here in the wings.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, love it.
So, have you had your barbecue experience yet here in Texas?
Not yet. I'm hoping that's this evening kind
of
thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, Nashville's got good barbecue, but it's
Nashville has its claim to fame. Like it's got the hot chicken. Everyone likes the hot chicken there.
Right. Right. But, and you know, I was raised by like hippie vegan.
Yeah.
Parents,
so that's true.
Being out on the road, I try to.
Yeah.
You know, venture on.
There you go. Because you're Nashville via Wisconsin. Wisconsin via Nashville.
Yes. Exactly.
So
born and raised as a Midwest boy, and then I moved to Nashville when I was 18.
Okay. So what did you know all the time that you were going to make music as a career?
Yeah. I think. Pretty much, I never allowed myself to have a plan B. It was just the only thing that made sense to do. So, you know, I'm a firm advocate of, you know, people following their dreams. And, and for me, it was just, you know, I just needed to do it without looking back. So far, I haven't.
And naturally, you, as a singer-songwriter, I mean, a lot of people, you know, might, if they're a rock band, choose L.A. or New York. But if you songwriting's your thing, Nashville's where you go.
Well, you know, it's developed me, and I've been growing a lot more as a songwriter since I've been there and taken some time off the road to really be able to focus on that. And you know, the more I grow and listen to music, I really have a new appreciation for the song. It's, you know, it's about the song and having a connection. And I think in today's day and age where there's so much music for just kind of being in the moment or mindless music, I think there's a need for people to have a connection to lyrics. And so I've been focusing a lot more on that. Yeah.
So what were the songwriters that growing up that influenced you, made you like, that's what I want to do. If I could just steal their lines, who were they?
Growing up, Cat Stevens, James Taylor, Bob Dylan, a lot of these, the kind of fathers of folk, in my opinion. And then, you know, growing up, I think there's a lot of, I mean, there's so many amazing artists now. This guy named Donovan Woods
from
Canada, and a band called The Weepies. And then, you know, John Mayer, genius songwriter. So I just kind of take influence as I go, and as I have more and more life experiences, there's more to sing about. I was thinking about that. I was like listening to my first record. And I'm like, I don't know if I had any of these experiences I was singing about, and it's different when you have them.
So. Yeah, well, that's what they always say. You know, it takes your whole life to write your first record, and then 2 months to write the follow up.
Yeah. Sometimes the opposite too.
Well, I mean, when you're fresh, you know, 18, move into, you know, Music City. I mean, there's only so much life to be lived, and
lot of angsty music.
Oh man, lots of feelings.
Yes, lots of feelings.
Lots of feelings. Well, let's get you to play something for
us. Let's do it. Yeah, it's a pretty new tune. Speaking about some of those love experiences, or more so, lack of just how. Modern day is kind of going so fast. This is called In and Out of Love by The Minute. On again to the next one. I lost my way trying to find someone with a brighter view that looks a little less like you. Wasting my time. And I tried and I tried to keep on searching. Hoping a better one comes around. But I know it won't wait if I keep falling in and out of love by the minute. By the minute. I didn't know what I had until it was foregone. She might have been the one to say, but I'm the one who ran away now. Too far gone.
and I tried to keep on searching, hoping a better one comes around. But I know it won't wait if I keep falling in and out of love by the minute, by the minute. Every second away from my past, searching for something less. Every second my eyes are getting clearer, learning from what we had. And I tried to keep on searching, hoping a better one comes around. But I know it won't wait if I keep falling in and out of love, falling in and out of love by the minute, by the minute, by the minute.
Gabe Bardulis here on the Saturday Night Special on 106.9 The Ranch. So last night you played acoustic. Do you do any full band shows, or right now is it just exclusively you and the guitar?
I do a lot of full band stuff. Okay. That's kind of my
the main thing.
Yeah, this is I'm just kind of, as I was talking to you before about getting really comfortable with the song part, part of that is, you know, feeling like I'm able to, you know, try to be comfortable enough by being able to play just myself and a guitar.
It's a lot more, you know, vulnerable because you have no one there to kind of, you know, to back you up.
Surviving a lot of awkward jokes.
Yeah, and, but I mean, last night I was, some people have good stage banter. Some people just play your songs. It was fun. It was entertaining. It was fresh.
Thank you.
So,
well, appreciate that. Yeah, it was a great time. But yeah, I love playing, and it's a different feel with the band.
Yeah.
But electric guitar is kind of my first love, and you know, I love being able to kind of start being comfortable playing. It's a lot less stuff to carry.
Well, yeah, when you have those fly dates, like, you know, just you and the guitar, it makes it a whole lot easier to, you know, to go just a suitcase full of merch and hope for the best.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, no, last night was great, and it was Winona and her band, so awesome.
Oh my God.
It was great.
I was just having moments the whole time. Just I love this song. I love this song.
I know. She's such a legend, so.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Just, you know, soaking it all in. Where can everyone go to purchase your music, check out your website, tour dates, and things like that?
Yeah. So as long as iTunes is still existing.
Yeah. Still a thing.
Music is all on there as right now. Going to be coming out with a new record.
Okay.
Hopefully before the summer, before shows. I've got just announced some tour dates online.
Okay.
That's at Gabe Bardulis. music.com. That's Burdulis. And then Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the socials. Going to be coming out with some new music that really excited to get out. And then I have a duo that I was playing with the last year called Future Stuff, and we'll be putting out a record too. Some other music that was produced by Doyle Bramhall, who's Texas native.
Yeah.
So lots of new music to be heard. So so stay tuned, and it'll be out there.
Well, stay tuned here to the Saturday Night Special. We'll be chatting with Gabe just a little bit more right after this.